in a world that gets more mysterious every day, where government conspiracies and cover-ups are the norm, you need a beacon of truth. You need the Paranormal Patriot. Welcome one and welcome all to this week's episode of the Paranormal Patriot. Thank you for joining me as always. I am your host. My name is Tom Velasquez. As always, wearing the tinfoil hat. Thank you for joining me. Thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to sit and listen to me rant, sit and listen to me rave about the world's problems and what my solution is to fix them. I want to preface this by apologizing in advance if I cough, if I sniffle, if I clear my throat. I do apologize. I'm just doing it to keep the show going. Yours truly is, again, sick. This time, nothing major, just a nasty cold. But the Michigan weather this year has been crazy, and I, among millions of others, have been sick pretty much all winter. So I do apologize in advance. But I do have a question for you. Is it me? Or does anyone else feel like they are living in an episode of the Twilight Zone when it comes to the politics in this country? Now, it seems whenever you think things around Washington, or for that matter around the country, can't get any more bizarre, Washington tells the country, hey, hold my beer. Watch this. Watch what I can do now. So on this show, I have a number of examples showing how things have gone crazy and how the Democrats have seemingly jumped the shark. So sit back, relax, strap in tight, because if you are not a liberal snowflake, your head just may explode due to the ridiculousness of what I am about to discuss. You are listening to the Paranormal Patriot, and we will be right back. The upcoming segment of this episode of the Paranormal Patriot is being brought to you by the Southern Michigan Bigfoot Research Group. If you have had an encounter or something unexplainable happen here in Southern Michigan or the surrounding area, and you would like to talk about it, please contact the Southern Michigan Bigfoot Research Group at sm_bfrg@hotmail.com. Again, that's sm_bfrg@hotmail.com. You may be in contact with the Paranormal Patriot's own Richard Knox. So again, if you've had an encounter or an unexplained happening occur to you in the Southern Michigan region, please contact the Southern Michigan Bigfoot Research Group at sm_bfrg@hotmail.com. Everything is kept confidential, so you have no worries that your story will be made public without your knowledge. Again, the Southern Michigan Bigfoot Research Group, sm_bfrg@hotmail.com. Let the circus begin. Let's start with the allegations of wiretapping by President Donald Trump. So the story is, Donald Trump is out there on Twitter accusing the Obama administration of wiretapping not only Trump Tower, but members of his campaign. And he's adamant about this. He says, we were wiretapped by the Obama administration. Now, at first, it was for me hard to believe. My words, and I said this week, after the phenomenal week the president has had with his speech and the response and the approval of his speech, here he is messing it up with a ridiculous accusation. Because look, when I first heard this, I'm like, oh my God, Donald, what are you doing? You're going off the deep end. I've said it before, he just says stuff without thinking about it. And I thought this was the case. But the story didn't die. In fact, it began to grow legs and took off running. So I began to look deeper into this to find a pretty damning amount of evidence against the Democrats and the Obama administration. So here are the facts. Now, these are indeed facts, although the libs would like you to believe otherwise. You know how the libs are and how they despise actual facts because they go against their narrative. But these are the facts. Now, fact one from Hedge Street. The FBI sought and was granted a foreign intelligence surveillance, judgment, according to the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act in October of 2016, giving them the authority to examine the activity of U.S. persons in Donald Trump's campaign with what they alleged were ties to Russia. However, the first request was submitted in June, and that request specifically named Donald Trump as their target. Now, this quest was denied. They said that you need to broaden or narrow your wording on this. The administration then narrowed the criteria and resubmitted in October. This request was granted. Fact number two. The Guardian, which is a right-wing British paper, has learned also that the FBI sought to monitor four members of the Trump team concerning their relationship with Russian officials. Fact number three, McClatchy. The FBI and five other agencies sought to have the Trump Tower and members of Donald Trump's administration wiretapped. These five agencies are the FBI, the CIA, the NSA, the Justice Department, the Treasury Department, Financial Crimes Enforcement Network, and representatives at the Director of the National Department. These departments were reportedly looking into allegations that the Kremlin was throwing money to the Donald Trump campaign. But now here's the kickers. According to reports, intelligence reports based on some of the wiretap communications have been provided to the White House. Now, I want to say that again. Some of the wiretapped communications have been provided to the White House. That report did not come from Breitbart. That report did not come from Fox News. It did not come from The Guardian. That report came from The Washington Post and The New York Times. Completely liberal publications. I will say again. Some of the wiretap communications have been provided to the White House. This is the proof that Trump needed to know that Obama knew of the wiretapping being conducted, and furthermore shows that the wiretapping had his blessings. Now make no mistake, this is spying. Our own president at the time, our sitting president, Barack Obama, was spying on the Republican nominee for president. Now, this is not a minor news story. This is, in my opinion, bigger than Watergate. The sitting president at the time knowingly agreed to spy on a presidential candidate during an election year for the sole purpose of manipulating the election. Now, isn't that what the Democrats are claiming that Donald Trump was doing the whole time during the election and post-election? He manipulated the election with the Russians. Well, come to find out that the direct opposite is happening. I have to ask a question. If Clinton would have won the election, do you think we would be hearing a word about the alleged Russian interference in the election? Quick answer to that, no. The most damning, telling detail of this espionage is the fact that they essentially came up with nothing. They came up with Michael Flynn not disclosing during his confirmation that he talked to a Russian intelligence officer. They came up with Jeff Sessions supposedly not, we'll talk about this in a second, but supposedly not discussing or disclosing during his confirmation that he had a meeting with the Russian ambassador. That's it. The Democrats, they tried the recount, didn't work. They tried protesting and rioting, it didn't work. the Russian thing seems to stick. But the problem is, the more we dig into this, the more it is leading to the Democrats being the aggressor and Donald Trump and his staff being the victims. You can cut this any way you want. I've had many, many discussions with my quote-unquote liberal friends about the Russian involvement. And again, first of all, why is it so bad to have Russia as our friend? Nobody can answer that for me that has a rational frame of mind. Well, Russia's the enemy, okay? Would you not want to have, if they're your enemy, would you not want to have them on peaceful terms right now? With a cordial relationship, or would you rather have just completely spread lies and fallacies about them, piss them off to the point that they're like, we're done with you? Because that's what the Democrats are doing. The Democrats were so hell-bent on having Donald Trump looked upon as a communist, as a Russian financier, as having close ties to Russia, that they forgot to check the back door. That back door was open, and what they found when they walked into that White House is that the Democrats were involved in this lock, stock, and barrel. Again, I want to reiterate to you how devious this is. Obama knew about this. Obama had daily press briefings about what was found during this wiretapping, and you could call it wiretapping. I know Donald Trump is. They said they were wiretapping. They've intercepted communications via electronically, so they were checking their emails. This was done by a sitting president to sabotage the election in favor of Hillary Clinton. And it still didn't work. They've tried everything they can to delegitimize a Trump presidency and can't do it. The only thing they've seen that remotely sticks is this Russian involvement. So they're going with it. But they're not covering their tracks, because the tracks are leading right to the White House. You've got the FBI involvement. This is the same FBI who's headed by James Comey, who gave Hillary Clinton a free pass. It's headed by the Justice Department, whose leader had a covert meeting with Bill Clinton the day prior to Hillary Clinton being exonerated. Loretta Lynch. It's headed by the NSA, who has been found to be knowingly spying on American citizens when they have no right. So why does this surprise anybody? This administration, during their 8-year reign, proved to the majority of the people that weren't brainwashed by the media, that they would stop at nothing. Nothing. To make sure that their power was held in check, that they kept power. Again, this is nothing short of treason by the President of the United States. And I know those are strong words, I get it. But what other outcome can you come to? This is something we would expect in a third world country. We would not expect this in the United States of America, but yet this is the reality of today. The Democrat Party cannot accept the fact that they lost. And don't think that Barack Obama has his little hands all over this, because he does. They call it the deep state now. It's another form of government. Why do you think Barack Obama is still in Washington? He now has Valerie Jarrett moving in with him. They are out to control and manipulate and essentially destroy this presidency. And to Donald Trump's credit, he's standing strong. He's not going to take it lying down. He is going to fight back. And he needs to, because this is not America. What the Democrats are doing is not America. It is a third world country. It is the communist Russia. Look, what he did is the equivalent of a police state tactic. Spying on your competitor, running his name through the mud, that is police state. And if he's doing it to Donald Trump, don't you think he can do it to you? Don't you think he can say, I don't like what this guy on this Paranormal Patriot podcast is saying. I don't like his followers either, because they agree with him. Let's monitor him. Let's get some trumped up charges on him. Don't think it can't happen. This is why Donald Trump got elected. Make no mistake about it. People could not see a difference between Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama. They saw bigger government. They saw more involvement in your life. They saw more regulations, more control. And they didn't want it. They wanted a change, and that change, for better or for worse, was Donald Trump. But the rabbit hole goes deeper. This is a treasonous, and I mean treasonous, event that has transpired. You can sit here and have President Obama, ex-President Obama, thank God, sit there and tell you, well, I knew nothing about this. But he's lying to you. He's absolutely lying to you, because it's been proven that the wiretap communications were going to the White House every day. They were part of his daily intelligence briefing. And again, what did they find? Nothing. Nothing, nothing, nothing. So now the White House is striking back. And this is coming from Fox News. This actually broke right before I went to record this show, so I'm just going to read from the article. But the White House on Sunday called for congressional investigations into its claims the Obama administration meddled into the 2016 election cycle in an attempt to gather information on then-Republican nominee Donald Trump. Reports concerning potentially politically motivated investigations immediately ahead of the 2016 election are very troubling, said White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer in a statement. President Donald J. Trump is requesting that as a part of their investigation into Russian activity, the congressional intelligence committees exercise their oversight authority to determine whether executive branch investigative powers were abused in 2016. Now, the statement follows an explosive allegation Saturday by Trump that former President Barack Obama ordered phones wiretapped at Trump Tower, and also states that nobody in the administration will comment further until such an oversight is conducted. Trump's wiretap allegations in a series of tweets Saturday and the ensuing White House statement are the latest developments in an ongoing story about Russia's involvement in the 2016 presidential race, particularly Russian President Vladimir Putin trying to influence the election for Trump over Democratic rival Hillary Clinton. This is gone beyond just a news cycle story. This is, in my opinion, a history-making situation. We had the sitting president, and I keep reiterating it, just repeating this because I want to drill it into your head how serious this is. The sitting president sabotaging, illegally targeting the presidential nominee and members of his campaign. The key word is illegally. He had nothing to go on. Yes, the courts gave him permission, but that does not give him the right. This was all a political driven scandal. This was politically motivated in order to sway the election back to Hillary Clinton. This started in June, if not sooner, when Clinton, according to all press reports at the time, was comfortably ahead. First off, that should tell you everything you need to know about all those polls that I kept telling you about in the summer that were wrong. They knew at that time that Trump was a serious threat. So they knew back in June, if not sooner, that they need to get this guy involved with the Russians. The problem is they couldn't. They couldn't get him involved because he's not. So they went after his cabinet. They went after Michael Flynn. They stated Michael Flynn had conversations with the Russians prior to the inauguration of Donald Trump. And he lied under oath at his confirmation hearing. And he then resigned, or as I stated, he was fired by Donald Trump, because Donald Trump doesn't take any crap. Donald Trump saw that he lied, and he made him look bad. So I'm sure he said, look, you either resign, we can say that you resigned, or I let you go. You decide. And now they're going after Jeff Sessions. And this is I had a pretty heated conversation with one of the guys I work with who texted me or messaged me about this. And I heard about it, didn't get a chance to look into it before I had that conversation, but the big claim is he had conversations with the Russian ambassador back in the spring and in September of 2016. And that he was asked under oath at his confirmation hearing if he had conversations with the Russian ambassadors during his time as a member of the Trump campaign. And he said no. Well, then it comes to find out, and how did they get this information, people? That's the question. How did they get the conversation, the details of the conversation? Because it was wiretapped. His conversation was recorded. See, this is... the Democrats played their hand, but they showed their poker face. Look it, they found what Michael Flynn did and what he said. Now they have Jeff Sessions saying and doing things that supposedly were unlawful, I guess. I don't know. But the problem is, the Democrats aren't asking the question, but the Republicans are. How are you getting this information? And that's where it comes out that, lo and behold, the whole Trump administration is being monitored illegally. So Jeff Sessions is in the process of recusing himself from any investigation regarding the Russian intelligence scandal. First off, that's a mistake. Secondly, and again, going back, I had a conversation pretty heated. I had a complete liberal friend of mine who's proud liberal, God bless him, and he messaged me and sent me a link to an article, and I knew what was going on, but I didn't get a chance to read any of the articles, so I went into a conversation with him kind of uneducated, which is cardinal rule broken number one. But I told him, I said, listen, he was a member of the Senate Armed Forces Committee. That's his job, to talk to foreign ambassadors. Well, he lied under oath during his confirmation hearing. He committed perjury, so he should be removed. And I kind of went off on him. I said, so why is it okay for Hillary to commit perjury under oath during her FBI investigation, but this guy does it supposedly, and, well, now he's got to go. Well, Hillary didn't commit perjury. I just walked out of the room at that point, because obviously there's no telling this young man anything that will convince him otherwise. But after that, I did some research and I listened to the whole back and forth, not just the mainstream media's chopped up version of what was said, the whole clip of Senator Al Franken, Stuart Smiley from SNL back in the day. I'm good enough, I'm strong enough, and gosh darn it, people like me. Well, not really, Al. People really don't like you. Only the people in Minnesota, apparently. But anyway, I listened to the exchange, and it was taken totally out of context. First off, Senator Franken is reading from a dossier published by BuzzFeed, then ran by CNN, that is a knowingly false, totally debunked piece of garbage. Completely false. Al Franken knew it, but went ahead and ran with it anyway. The question was, were you, as a member of the Trump campaign, ever involved in any conversations with a Russian ambassador or any Russian officials? Jeff Sessions' response was, well, I guess you could call me a surrogate of the campaign at that point, but I'd never had a conversation with any Russian ambassador as a member of Trump's campaign. You didn't hear that in the mainstream media narrative. You heard him say, did you have a conversation with any Russian intelligence officers? And Jeff Sessions saying, nope. But they're leaving out the fact that at that time, Jeff Sessions was not a member of the campaign. He was campaigning for him, but he was not a member of the campaign. So he did not perjure himself. Nancy Pelosi, who is calling for his head, he didn't perjure himself. The two instances that they are talking about is he had a brief conversation with the Russian ambassador at a formal gathering, at a party. He talked to him. Nobody knows what was talked about at that situation, but they said, he is standing in front of him. His mouth is moving. They're talking nefarious, evil things about our country. You had a conversation with the Russian ambassador. Then the next conversation was in September that they say that he had a private conversation with the Russian ambassador. Well, if you want to call a private conversation with the Russian ambassador in front of 26 other foreign ambassadors, that's a little more open than I'd rather have a private conversation being. But you're not going to hear that from the mainstream media. This is what you find out when you actually do some research. You find out that the media twists, cut and paste the story to fit their narrative. So the story of Jeff Sessions having a private meeting with a Russian ambassador as a member of Trump's campaign turned out to be Jeff Sessions had a quick gathering, a quick conversation in a social gathering with a Russian ambassador, probably to say hi, as a member of the Armed Forces Committee. That's it. But now they're going to call for his head. I completely disagree in his decision to recuse himself. I think, honestly, he should have said, look, I didn't do anything wrong. If you have something you have against me, bring it forward. And I will refute that because I did not do anything wrong. But the problem is you're not going to tell that to the liberals because they're only going to get their news from the mainstream media. And they're not going to do the research. Then I got an email or a text from this gentleman. Excuse me, I'm sorry. A text from this gentleman with a headline, Mike Pence found to have private server while governor of Indiana. And again, they're running with this story. And shame on you, Fox News, for having a headline, awkward moment as Hillary is found to be reading story of Pence's email. Who cares? He said, now, this is a double standard, Tom. You have Hillary going to jail because she had a private email server. Why is not the same standard set for Pence? Well, if you read the article, first off, there's no law and no stipulation on governors having a private email server. In fact, in the article, it states that many governors do so. But secondly, and the most important reason why, is because the governor isn't going into foreign countries with an unsecured server and having it hacked. Now, you can sit here and tell me it's not been hacked, but it has been proven beyond belief that it's been hacked. There are stories out there that there is an Iranian spy that was outed due to Hillary Clinton having an unsecured BlackBerry in a foreign country. They hacked into it, they got his name, they arrested him, then they executed him. I'm in the process of finding the articles so I can send them as proof. But the biggest difference is where it is not illegal for Mike Pence as a governor of Indiana to have a private email server, it was completely and utterly illegal for Hillary Clinton to have a private email server as Secretary of State. She signed paperwork stating that she understood that she cannot have a private email server as Secretary of State. But on top of that, during the whole investigation, she stated, I did not have a private email server, when it was found to be an absolute utter lie. That is why there is a big difference between what Jeff Sessions said that was taken out of context and what Hillary Clinton said that could not be taken out of context, because the question was plain and clear. Did you have an unsecured email server at your private residence while you were Secretary of State? No, I did not. That's a lie. You perjured yourself. You should be in jail. As simple as that. That's the biggest argument. That's the only argument anybody needs. So to have Jeff Sessions recuse himself is a travesty, because you're letting the Democrats win. You're giving them ammunition to go after more of his cabinet picks. And let's talk cabinet picks for a second. Does anybody realize that he still doesn't have all of his cabinet picks in place yet? Everybody wants to talk about how, oh, the Republicans were such obstructionists during the Obama years. This is just payback. The Democrats are just doing exactly what the Republicans did. It's not the case. Every single one of his nominees were nominated and confirmed within a month. We're over a month now, well on over a month now, and we still have not got all of Donald Trump's nominees confirmed. So who are the obstructionists right now? It's not the Republicans. But now let's go into, speaking of obstructionists, I've got a little video clip here. This video clip is from Hillary Clinton. It was released just this past month. And I want to have you listen to this. The title is She's Back. She's Back. And I want to break it down and just basically describe to you what exactly is transpiring during this video. So this is a video that Hillary Clinton sent out to all Democratic Party members, telling them to keep the fight, keep up the fight.
Let resistance plus persistence equal progress for our party and our country.
Let resistance and persistence. What do you think that means? Resistance. She's talking directly to the protesters, or as I call them, rioters. Resistance means rioters. Persistence means keep going out and rioting. Keep causing social anarchy. It's good for our country.
So now more than ever, we need to stay engaged in the field and online. We as Democrats must move forward with courage, confidence, and optimism.
Stay engaged in the field. Keep protesting. Keep destroying businesses, personal property. Show the world how destructive you can be in the name of democracy. And stay focused online. Disparage your friends. Lose your friends on Facebook. All in the name of the Democratic Party and the Democratic power base. Do it for us.
And stay focused on the elections we must win this year and next. The challenges we face as a party and a country are real. Nearly 66 million votes are fueling grassroots energy and activism.
So for all of you in New York City, in LA County, and in Illinois, who gave me most of my 66 million votes in the quote-unquote popular vote, get out there and spread the word while the rest of the country who voted for Donald Trump feels your wrath.
From the Women's March to airports where communities are welcoming immigrants, refugees, and people of every faith, to town hall meetings where people are speaking up for health care, the environment, good jobs, and all the other issues that deserve our passionate support. So keep fighting and keep the faith.
To the Women's March, where people dressed up as vaginas and celebrities got on stage and threatened to blow up the White House and everyone in it. And to the protesters at the airport who disrupted innocent people's travel plans because they believe illegal immigrants and refugees have more rights than American citizens? Keep the faith and keep fighting.
And I'll be right there with you every step of the way. God bless you and God bless America.
Oh, please, please be with them every step of the way. You who couldn't beat one of the most hated presidential candidates in the history of the presidency. Please, please stand with them so the Democratic Party can fall farther, farther into the pits of hell. Please, Hillary, I implore you. And for you to sit there and now say, God bless you and God bless America, when the Democratic Party is trying to take God out of the country, that's just hypocrisy. That's just a ploy to pick up the Christian base. Well, it ain't going to work, Hillary. Hillary may be back, but that could be the best thing for America. And let me tell you, the Democrats right now, oh my gosh, they're in utopia. Oh my God, did you see Hillary's video? Oh my gosh, it's the greatest thing I've ever seen in my life. Okay, sure. If you like pandering and complete and utter lies, she doesn't care about you. She never did. The people saw that. That's why Donald Trump, the celebrity apprentice, is now the president of the United States. So keep parading Hillary out there. Please. I think it's the best thing for this country because there are so many Democrats that are so fed up with the Democrat Party and what they're doing. This is the best thing. Keep parading her out there. I don't care. She's a loser. She's lost two presidential campaigns. And people still keep wanting to put her on a pedestal. That's fine. I've got a pedestal right here you can stand on, Hillary. Stand on it all day. Just keep pushing the Democratic agenda and watch the Democrats fall flat on their face because that is not what the American people want. So I wanted to let you hear that little video and give you my two cents on it. But there's one more video clip I want to play for you. It's actually from a video, but you're going to hear it audio, of course. It comes from San Francisco, and I really, to be honest with you, have no idea who's talking. I think it might be the mayor of San Francisco, but no news outlet literally gave this guy's name that I could find. But this is the ridiculousness that this country is going through right now. So I want to play this for you. I'll probably play it in its entirety and then give you my two cents. So this is maybe the mayor of San Francisco, somebody from San Francisco that wants to sue the Donald Trump administration.
I'm announcing today that I filed a federal lawsuit against President Donald Trump and his administration for his executive order attempting to deprive San Francisco and other cities of billions of dollars in federal funding because of our sanctuary status. The president's executive order is not only unconstitutional, it's un-American. That's why we must stand up and oppose it. This is not a step that I take lightly, but it's one that is necessary to defend the people of this city, this state, and this country from the overreach of a president who has shown little respect for our Constitution, states' rights, or the rule of law.
So let me get this straight. This idiot is suing the Donald Trump administration because he is withdrawing millions of dollars in federal funding because this city wants to classify itself as a sanctuary city. And let me explain to you what a sanctuary city is in case you don't know. A sanctuary city is a place where illegal, against the law, immigrants can come into and be above the law, essentially. So this idiot is calling what Donald Trump is doing unconstitutional. However, it is well within, in fact, it is obligated by the Constitution to do what he's doing. But he's calling it unconstitutional and un-American. So in other words, American, if you want to be an American, you have to allow people crossing the border illegally, no U.S. citizenship to be able to come in, come to your city, be above the law, collect free schooling, free healthcare, free medicine, free food, free education, and basically a free way of life. That's the American way. I disagree. This idiot really has the gall to sue the Donald Trump administration for following the guidelines of the country's constitution. Where is the outrage on this? You're hearing it on the Paranormal Patriot, so tell your friends. You want to hear the outrage? You want to hear the most ludicrous story that you've ever heard? Go to the Paranormal Patriot and listen to the San Francisco mayor, maybe, suing the Donald Trump administration, and listen to the host's response. Because this is ridiculousness at its crescendo. You are going to sue the administration for following the Constitution. Now, you can jumble it up with fancy words. It's un-American. It's unconstitutional. But it's written in the Constitution. You can't come here illegally. You have to follow guidelines. Just because you want to take all these illegal citizens and protect them? Fine, go for it. Make San Francisco the illegal immigrant capital of America. But where does it say that they, meaning the president of the country, the president of the United States, and the country in general, have to pay you to do so? You're breaking the law. Usually felons don't get paid to break the law, and essentially that's what you're doing. You are harboring a fugitive. That is a law-breaking occurrence in this country. You're an idiot. Whoever is talking here, please, somebody who's seen this, tell me who the hell is talking. I think it's the mayor of San Francisco, but nobody can tell me. Please tell me who it is so I can send him an email and say, you're an idiot. You're an absolute unequivocal idiot, and you are what's wrong with this country. To actually sue the administration and to have a news outlet cover this is beyond irresponsible. I don't get it. Somebody tell me if I'm wrong on this, really, because I want to know. Am I missing the boat? Did the boat already sail and I'm sitting on the dock going, why am I not on that boat? Or am I sitting there watching the idiots on the boat, which is named the Titanic, knowing that it's going to sink, going, why are these idiots on that boat? They know that they're idiots. They know that that boat is going to sink. Why did they go on it? Please tell me if I'm wrong. But I think this is just absolutely ridiculous. You can't sue the administration for following the guidelines of the Constitution, you moron! You are what's wrong with this country. I guarantee you this guy is a raging liberal, obviously, because he's from San Francisco. And the press gave him too much news coverage just by covering his press conference. I wish I was a reporter, because I would have been in that that news conference and asked the question, are you serious? See, I couldn't make it as a news reporter because I have too much common sense. I would ask this guy, are you freaking serious? Tell me this is a joke. Is it April? Are we on April Fool's Day? Because there is no way via the Constitution that you can sue this guy. You are harboring fugitives. You are harboring people who have broken the law and giving them status above American citizens. And you expect the president to give you money for that? You're ridiculous. Go crawl back into the rabbit hole you came from and live in this utopia you claim that exists, where everybody gets along, where everybody, there's no borders, there's no fighting, there's no hatred. Everybody loves one another. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's not the real world. The real world, there are borders. There are people like ISIS that hate us. We have to get into the real world. And this guy, he don't live in it. Pardon my lack of English, but he doesn't live in it. So lastly, I want to tell you about a subject close to home. Jackson, Michigan, which is about an hour, hour and a half, hour and 15 minutes from me, passed a resolution via the city council that says, hey, it doesn't matter what gender you are, what you think you're, what you want to be, you can use that bathroom. The city council passed that resolution, basically authorizing transgenders to go into whatever bathroom they want to be in or locker room they want to be in. Well, in Jackson, Michigan, there is a law that says, look, if the citizens do not like what the council agrees to, they can start a petition. And if they reach enough signatures, that goes back to the council. If the council doesn't reverse their decision, it goes to a vote. Well, ladies and gentlemen, overwhelmingly, the people of Jackson, Michigan said, uh-uh, that ain't going to happen. You send it back to the council, and if you still agree that transgenders should be able to choose the bathroom of their choice, then send it to a vote. Well, there was a councilman that put out a tweet, and it said, I'm paraphrasing here, just remember, those of you who signed the petition, you put your name, your address on there, so therefore, whatever happens to your place of residence or yourself is up to you. That was a tweet from a councilman in Jackson, Michigan. Surprise! He's a Democrat. But looking at that, would you not take that as a veiled threat? We know your name. We know your address. We're coming after you, is how I'd take it. This, in this day and age, is the Democratic way. If you don't agree with us, we're going to intimidate you. We're going to threaten you. And if you continue to do what is against our wishes, we will physically harm you. The people of Jackson, Michigan are undeterred. They have well over doubled the amount of signatures needed to send that back to the council. And the council says, no, we're not going to change it. So it's going to go to the people, and it's going to be shot down there. Power to the people. Now, they asked this councilman, who I guess refuses to be named, and I won't name him here. I'm not going to cause a controversy, but they asked him, do you regret saying that? Well, I regret the choice of words I used, but what? See, you everybody gets a free pass by saying, well, I might have used the wrong word or might have used the wrong verbiage. No, it doesn't work like that. You're tweeting something out. You just don't get on the phone and tweet it. You actually conjure that thought in your head. Grab your phone and type it out and look at it before you send tweet. So you have consciously thought, that is what I want to put, and hit it and send it out to the masses. This is the Democratic way. This is what we are up against. We are not up against a rational bunch of people that want to discuss the argument. We are up against people that don't have anything to do with discussion, because they know if we discuss the argument, if we discuss the two positions, they're going to lose every time. So in order to continue their argument and to continue the Democratic Party, they're going to have the news media out there completely fabricating stories, copying and pasting stories. So people like the people that I work with look at it and go, oh my gosh, this guy should be sent for perjury. When if you really look at it and do some research, you realize it was from a dossier that was completely false. And it was taken completely out of context. you realize that you're dealing with people that will that have no qualms about wiretapping the presidential nominee for the Republican Party and his cabinet member, or I'm sorry, and his campaign members to try and get some dirt on them. When that fails, we'll just slander them. People that are inciting protests and racism and inciting rioting. This is what we're up against. People that want to sue the federal government for not giving them money for harboring fugitives. This is what we're up against. Continue what we're doing. Trust me when I say the majority of the people out there realize the hypocrisy, the lunacy of the left. You're going to have people, I know many of them, that regardless of what is said and what is done, is going to stand behind the left regardless. Leave them behind. As I told that friend of mine that I work with, we are in the process of rebuilding this country from the ground up. After 8 years of the Obama administration just raising the foundations of this country, we are in the process of building it back up. So if you don't have anything constructive to say, if you aren't going to be helping rebuild this country, back up and get out of the way. Because we are a force now. This is the majority of Americans that are a force that want to see this country back to what it once was. We are taking back this country. The people have spoken. The Democrats are doing everything in their power to delegitimize the Trump presidency. But to his credit, he has stood tall. He has stood firm. And he's fighting back. What will happen on these wiretapping and these espionage charges against essentially the Obama administration? I don't know. But this is the length that the Democrat Party will go to ensure that they are in power. I've said it so many times in the past. All they care about is staying in power. We can fight them. And we're not going to fight them physically or with weapons. We're going to fight them with the power of the mind. We know what is right. We know what is wrong. We know that we are on the right side of the aisle on this, in more ways than one. The Democratic Party is out for the destruction of America as we know it. I've detailed many, many times in the past, and it all makes sense. To all my liberal listeners, you can continue to send me the hate mail. But I implore you, look at the facts. Before you send me that email, how many of you are so blind that you refuse to look at the facts? You refuse to look at what is actually happening, what the Democrats really want for this country. Start thinking for yourselves. Don't let the Democrats or the media tell you what to think. Start thinking for yourselves. Start thinking about your country, the people around you. What is the best? Do you really think having illegal immigrants in this country, people that have broken the law, is the best thing for this country? If you do, you seriously need some mental health. I could go on and on about that, but just think. Stop listening to the media. Turn it off. And start thinking, is this the best for my country? Once you do that, once you start thinking about what's best for the country and your family, is when you will change. So that'll be it this week. Thank you so much for listening. Please, and I mean please, share the show, spread the word. Thank you for listening to the Paranormal Patriot. We will be back with you next week. We'll
and your memories. Look what you have done.